I'm joined on the set here at the Bloomberg New Economy Forum with the BitFlyer CEO, Yuzo Kano. I mean, it's extraordinary, Yuzo, what we have seen in the crypto space in the last couple of weeks, and particularly what has happened at the FTX bankruptcy and collapse there. Does it show you that we need more transparency, more regulation? Does there need to be more international standards here too?
Yes, for sure. The Japan is advanced for their regulations. We have the segregation of the customer assets, and we need to actually show the audited financial state report to the public. So I think we should standardize that kind of regulation to the world.
When we look at the investor sentiment here, I mean, it's going to be hard to try and get people back into the crypto space. What are you sort of telling your investors? What is BitFlyer really trying to do to calm investor sentiment?
Well, BitFlyer actually has mostly actually Japanese clients, so there's almost very few impact. So I'm telling the a lot of actually other investors should come to Japan, which is actually pretty much protected. And then some actually Japanese clients are actually trading outside of Japan, which may not be protected by the Japanese regulations. So should they might actually come back to Japanese domestic exchanges.
But we do have some sort of, I guess, fairly lenient guidelines in Japan around crypto assets and businesses. I mean, you're saying that we are starting to see some more regulation. The collapse of FTX, though, I mean, how does that change things? What are the regulators looking at specifically in Japan?
In Japan, there's actually huge discussion that customer protection in the Japanese law versus Chapter 11. So people are now trying to protect the Japanese customers' assets as much as possible. So, but still, actually, there's a controversial discussion between which law is superior. So, U.S. Chapter 11 or Japanese Fund Settlement Act.
Does BitFlyer have any exposure to FTX or FTX Japan?
No, zero.
Okay. When we look at the crypto industry in Japan, as we mentioned about regulation, there has been some self-regulation too. I mean, with what's happened with FTX, with what's happened as well with what we're seeing in a number of the concerns about crypto, what sort of, I guess, movements are you doing internally as well to try and stem the fallout?
Well, we actually have been spending a lot of time in the past actually 4 or 5 years after the CoinCheck incident to implement the very strong legislation to protect your customers' assets. So first of all, as I said, like showing your financial statements to the public and protecting the customer assets, segregating the customer assets. For example, in Japan, we exchange cannot touch the customer's asset even 1 yen. So we need to actually put the all the fiat currencies into the custodian, and we need to store the all the crypto into the cold wallet or maybe hot wallet. So, and we need to prepare for the exact same amount and the exact same type of the coins to match the client's asset in the hot wallet, which actually strengthen the customer's asset when the hot wallet is hacked. We need to replace the customers that buy our actually firm's assets immediately.
So you're talking there about the hacking of CoinCheck, which happened in 2018. We also had the hacking at Mt. Gox in 2014.
Yeah.
When we look at what happened with FTX Japan, what do you think are the chances that users do get their assets back?
For the Japanese users, may it's highly likely because they are protecting and it's segregated. Because in the rehabilitation plan in the Chapter 11, may not touch the customers and they may respect the Japanese law. That's my just personal opinion.
So you're still obviously, I mean, being the CEO of BitFlyer, a big believer in the crypto space. What happens in the next 5 to 10 years in this space?
Well, for the actually next actually 1 to 2 years may stale for a while. But after that, we are still believing that Web3 has got very good next innovation. And we still believe that people will come back to this space.
In October, we also heard Japanese regulators say that they will ease token listing of the tokens. Do you think that's still going to happen in the wake of what we saw?
We're still discussing now. The tax reform is a very sensitive topic right now. We, as Blockchain Association, are trying to submit the request that changing the tax rate on the IEO. Initial exchange offering, that the company actually issue a token receive some capital. So we try to actually ease that tax tax rate from somewhat actually red to the down.
And just tell us, I guess, a little bit about your business too and how you're coping amidst all the inflationary pressures that we're seeing, concerns about a global downturn.
Well, Japan, if you talk about the inflation, Japan is kind of exceptional.
Yeah, Japan does not have inflation, but on the broader global front.
Well, a lot of people actually think it may not continue, so I'm not very sure if this situation continue for the next actually 5 years. Some actually people may be getting more optimistic the situation might settle down.
All right, Yuzo, it's been great to talk to you. Bitflyer CEO Yuzo Kano with us here on the second day of the Bloomberg New Economy Forum here in Singapore.